right, the Cowboys win last night over the Redskins 21-18, and it's time now to visit with someone who's very happy about that Cowboys win, and that would be the owner and general manager, Jerry Jones.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on the win last night.
Well, thank you. It wasn't a pretty right. win, but any time you get a W on the road Monday night, it's a good thing.
Now, you want to make it known that as you come in this morning, you want to take some phone calls, right? You want to talk to the P1 about this big win.
Absolutely. I realize I need to touch out to the fans more. I want the fans to know that I'm a people's owner. Super Bowl or bust for me, Giorgio.
Right, I understand.
I'm taking this team to the Super Bowl for the fans. I want the fans to know that I showed that Jerry Jones wannabe that what owning a team is all about. Danny Snyder,
yeah.
Absolutely. So load them up, P1s. Let me hear from you.
All right, 214-787-1310.
Departure for
it
you,
is
Jerry.
Kind of strange.
I've never known you to take phone calls.
Or pound 1310.
I'm doing something different today.
On the singular wireless line. All right, let's see what the Cowboy fans have to say to Jerry Jones. Hi, you're on the ticket with Jerry.
Hey, Gordon. Jerry.
What's that?
Seeing as you have problems at running back.
You're talking to me or Jerry?
I'm talking to Jerry. I'm sorry. I got
okay.
Okay, now we got that straight.
Would you consider bringing back Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett to fill your running back needs? And maybe for the secondary, Kenny the Shark Gantt.
Right? Ooh. No. Yeah, what about that?
Oh, my gosh. No, I wouldn't. I think I'm very satisfied with what we have on the field now. I don't like to hang on to players just because I got name value.
And Tony Dorsett's like 50 now.
And Tony Dorsett's like 50, and Eddie George, of course, I kind of got suckered in by his name. We'll see how that's worked out. I'm so glad that streak of his, that pathetic streak, has ended.
Game started.
Yeah, but you know, last week we had to line him up as rowdy just so he would be involved with the beginning of the game.
Oh, my gosh.
Just so he'd keep that streak going. But
that's
I'm
terrible.
Glad it's over. Come on, load him up, Paywise.
All right, George and Allen, you're on with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, I can't help but wonder, If you like those three Super Bowls, if you like them very much.
I hope you did. I sure hope you did. I hope you did very much. I'm sorry, I lost my temper.
That's
there.
Okay. It's all right. We all enjoy those Super Bowls.
We
had fun
the
with
Super Bowls,
them.
And I'm looking forward to bringing more to this community. And I'm also looking forward to bringing my new TV show. I understand that a lot of celebrity owners now are getting their TV shows.
Yeah, Mark Cuban has one.
Does he really?
Yeah, called The Benefactor.
Oh, damn, that's what I was going to name mine.
Oh, no, really?
Well, I guess I'll have to go with my backup name.
What's that?
The Anus Man.
Let's go ahead and work on that title.
Okay.
Casey and Coppell, you're on Sports Radio 1310 to take it with Jerry Jones.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Hey, Casey, how are you?
Good, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, it's no secret that you've had all this plastic surgery lately, and I was just curious if you had any work done on your sack.
Okay, sir,
it is a fair question. Listen to me. The day that I quit having plastic surgery and doing drugs to make my face mimic the look of a burn victim is the day I sell the Cowboys.
Okay.
Thanks for your call.
Woody and Addison, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Hey, Mr. Jones, I have two questions for you.
Yes, go ahead.
When will you be inducting Barry Bunch into the Ring of Honor? And the second question is, do you have bloody pants right now?
Good question.
I don't know who Barry Bunch is.
He used to do traffic here on the ticket.
Well, if he dies and Norm cries on the air, I will. And as far as the second part, the bloody pants, I don't understand.
I don't understand that part
understand
of the question.
It, but yes, I do have bloody pants.
Randy in Dallas, you're on the ticket with Jerry.
Hey, Mr. Jones, it's an honor to be on with you this morning.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Hey, I know we need a quarterback because Vinny Testaverde is getting up there, and I saw a picture of John Kerry playing quarterback a while back, and want to know if you've had any opportunities to, you know, go after him or see what he looks like in a uniform.
Yeah, you looking at that?
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. As a matter of fact, we are looking at that. I have no interest in entering politics. I think that I'm just going to stay away from the whole election thing. But I will say this. Go Bush.
Okay. And
not,
you know,
not the presidential candidate, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, well, hit and run there. Hey,
hope Gene isn't listening.
Before the season, we never went game by game to get your prediction for the Cowboys. You're 2-1 now. What do you think you're going to go?
Well, I'm very happy you asked me that. Of course, we're very excited about having Bill Parcells. He's made such a difference with this team.
Sure.
And we've kind of kept our egos in check. I know a lot of people thought we weren't going to be able to do that, but
right.
I always see it as you have to treat Parcells like a good woman.
How's that?
Make love to him until he stops breathing, and then put him in an equipment bag and hide behind the hot water heater while the feds crawl over the place.
Jerry, I don't think that's any way to treat a woman, sir.
I mean, just try not to fight with him.
Try not to fight, okay.
Yeah, but if you want to go down by game by game,
sure. All right, you're open next week, and then you got the Giants at home.
When?
Home against Pittsburgh.
When?
At Green Bay.
Ooh, at Green Bay, that's Lambert Field.
Lambeau.
Win.
Home against Detroit.
That's going to be a win.
At Cincinnati.
Win.
Philadelphia at home. At Baltimore.
Win.
Home against Chicago.
The Chicago one, I'm thinking that might be a win.
At Seattle.
Win.
New Orleans at home.
Win.
At Philadelphia.
Double win.
Home against Washington.
Triple win.
At New York.
That's
to finish up the season.
Yeah, that's the New York one. That's going to be a win.
So you guys going 15-1.
I didn't say that. See, now you're putting words in my mouth.
Well, you just said you're going to win all those games. That would make you 15-1.
You're putting words in my mouth, and you're fired as a PA guy.
Oh, don't do that.
Good morning to you.
Okay, see you later.